Blog Talk Radio.
Trail of galaxies and dreams.
Amen, amen. And this is Wardell Pastrian. I want to thank you for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. I think it would be better if I bring the mic a little closer. So once again, this is Wardell Pastrian. Thanks, guys, so much for tuning in to Solar Records Radio, as we are here to be a blessing in the blessing of Christ, and just share out a little bit about, you know, our feelings and just some of the things that, you know, I've learned today, as I was listening to my pastor sharing the gospel. It was a real blessing to me. And it was just a couple things, not really a lot, but it was just a couple things that really stood out to me. And I want to share that with you. And in hopes that I will be able to have my wife read some of the scriptures as well. But and before I do that, you know, I just want us to get our hearts right with Christ. I want us to, you know, just kind of marinate on his word, on his spirit, and the things that's been on your heart, you know, things that have been maybe troubling you a little bit or had you concerned, or, you know, how do we navigate? How do we deal with this? How do we become a blessing in the storm? What is it that you would have us say or to do to be a blessing on your behalf? And so, we're going to listen to a few songs and stuff, and just wanted to just kind of get our hearts right with Christ, right? Just getting a prayerful moment, as Jesus would love to interact with us in that way. So let me say a small prayer to get us started. Father, we love you and we are so grateful for you. We're grateful for the opportunity to be a blessing to your kingdom. And we thank you for allowing us to participate in your miracles and your grace and your honor and your love for your people. Father, thank you for forgiving us and just being so open and loving to us, and just, you know, bringing us back home to you, and you know, giving us this opportunity, like I said, just to be a blessing to your kingdom. So Father, as we come together today and we just pray together, we reach out to you, and please, you know, just know that we are asking for forgiveness for the sins that we may have already committed today, Father. Please forgive us and let us come to you with clean hearts, and some of our hearts are broken, and some of our hearts are been through so much. And so thank you for always being open to hearing your children as they are going through this life. And so we love you and we thank you for everything that you do. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. So guys, come on, let's do this together here on Solar Records Radio. Let's start marinating on Christ together. Come to the altar and get ready for Jesus. I love you, and he does too.
Are you hurting, broken, thin, overwhelmed by the weight of your sin? Jesus is calling.
Wow, Anthony Brown. And definitely, I mean, that's an amazing song. Because you just think, God, you thought I was worth it for you to come back and save me. You thought that I was worth it. And if you can think that way about me, then man, oh man, I definitely need to think that way about me as well. And so thank you. Thank you, God, for giving me the confidence that I need to proceed and do your will on earth. And God, we just, you know, thank you for the songs. Thank you for the ministry of all these artists that, you know, that put their hearts and their hard work into, you know, giving us this music so that we can just enjoy rejoicing and learning more about you and feeling closer to you, as music has this intimate way of tapping into our emotions. And so thank you so much. So now, let me just see, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so I am going to bring on Dr. Gayla Massey, and she's going to read a scripture to you in regards to what I was sharing with you guys earlier that we learned today at church in regards to the tongue. You know, it's important that we pay attention to, you know, how we speak and the words that we choose to speak with and the consequences of the tongue, you know. And so before we speak, we need to think. All right, so here is Gayla right now. Come on over, Gayla. All right, hold on. To the mic.
Hi, everyone out there. It's so nice to be with you on this Sunday here in the States. I am not, just as he introduced me, but I am Wardell's wife and fellow chaplain. And I have the responsibility today of reading a little bit of the Bible to you. The book of James is probably one of the oldest of the New Testament books in the Bible, other than perhaps one other book, which is Galatians. But James is written by Jesus' half-brother, and he was really the leader of the church in Jerusalem, and he wrote some beautiful, beautiful verses for all of us, that witnesses to us. And probably one that is very famous is a verse in the first chapter, chapter 1. Verse 19, my dear brothers and sisters, always be willing to listen and slow to speak. Do not become angry easily, because anger will not help you live the right kind of life God wants. Now, this one particular verse, which is in James, is also a verse that is repeated throughout the Bible. There are so many places in the Bible that talks about how important it is to be quick to listen and slow to speak and slow to anger. There are 36 different Bible verses, and there's no way I could read all of those, but all you have to do is Google and you'll see what 36 Bible verses refer to the one I just read in James about being quick to listen and slow to speak, and be slow to anger as well. But if you go on to chapter 3, you're going to find even more very important scripture that tells us how to really live. Let me read those and a little beyond. Chapter 3. My brothers and sisters, not many of you should become teachers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly. We all make many mistakes. If people never said anything wrong, they would be perfect and able to control their entire selves too. When we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we can control their whole bodies. Also, a ship is very big and it is pushed by strong winds, but a very small rudder controls the big ship, making it go wherever the pilot wants. It is the same with the tongue. It is a small part of the body, but it brags about great things. A big forest fire can be started with only a little flame, and the tongue is like a fire. It is a whole world of evil among the parts of our bodies. The tongue spreads its evil through the whole body. The tongue is set on fire by hell, and it starts a fire that influences all life. People can name every kind of wild animal, bird, reptile, and fish, and they have tamed them. But no one can tame the tongue. It is wild and evil and full of deadly poison. We use our tongues to praise our Lord and Father, but then we curse people whom God made like himself. Praises and curses come from the same mouth. My brothers and sisters, this should not happen. Do good and bad water flow from the same spring. My brothers and sisters, can a fig tree make olives, or can a grapevine make figs? No. And a well full of salty water cannot give good water. Are there among you who are truly wise and understanding? Then they should show it by living right and doing good things with a gentleness that comes from wisdom. But if you are selfish and have bitter jealousy in your hearts, do not brag. Your bragging is a lie that hides the truth. That kind of wisdom does not come from God, but from the world. It is not spiritual. It is from the devil. Where jealousy and selfishness are, there will be confusion and every kind of evil. But the wisdom that comes from God is first of all pure, then peaceful, gentle, and easy to please. This wisdom is always ready to help those who are troubled and to do good for others. It is always fair and honest. People who work for peace in a peaceful way plant a good crop of right living. So James talks to us about not being evil by using our tongue to spread evil. He talks to us to listen, to be quick to listen to others rather than quick to talk, that we need to be really conscious of anger and not to bring wrath. Well, I believe my husband is ready to talk again. Are you there, Wardell?
Yeah, I'm here. I wanted to ask you a couple of questions or just share a couple of things. Can you hear me okay? Can you hear me?
Not well. I only heard that you'd like to ask a couple of questions. And
is that better? Is that much better.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, so what it is that, you know, when we were in church and I heard the pastor preaching and he was sharing this these scriptures with us, I mean, it really impacted me because it made me think about, you know, sometimes we don't think about, at least I don't think about what the consequences of my of what I say may have on not just the person, but on myself and on my own spirit. And so sometimes we say things that we, you know, like as you remember, as when we were younger, sometimes we would just say things and we would make other people the butt of the joke and all that kind of stuff. And we don't realize how that bothers people. Like sometimes I would do that to my wife and she's a witness of it. And she'll talk to me later and go, why did you do that? Why did you? And I go, oh, but we were just having fun. And then she said, but it wasn't funny to me. And so when the pastor was saying that and I was thinking, I was like, wow, I've done that to my to my wife, and I've done that probably to friends, and they've done it to me. And so we have to really be careful because we think some things are funny and we're just having a good time, but you know, everybody's not feeling your humor, you know. And so, you know, I think most of us, you know, have good hearts and we're trying to do the right thing. But sometimes, even with a good heart, we do the wrong thing. And so all I'm saying is that we just have to be careful because just like Gayla just finished reading, like giant ship has these small rudders guiding it. And so, you know, no matter how big we are in our relationship, it could be the small things that can destroy the relationship too if we don't get control over what it is that we're doing. The tongue is very small in our mouth, on our body, when you compare it to our body, but it can destroy us. And
right, even though the tongue is small, it is like an arrow that can pierce our heart and pierce our brain, and it can have lifetime consequences. One little comment can make lifetime consequences in to a child or to another adult who is continuing to develop their life skills. It can bring trauma. It can bring, if we can destroy, it can destroy the self-concept. And it might not even be something that you're aware of saying, because as you said, oh, it's something that's funny. But for others, especially developing children and teenagers, it can affect their whole personality and their life and cause trauma that can create what the Bible says, evil.
Right.
You can't use your tongue just to get a reaction from people or use your tongue to make a joke that puts people, you know, as the joke itself. We have to be careful because it can be dire consequences with what we speak. And what's unfortunate, you might say 100 words of praises to that person or about that person, but one little smart remark that's negative can offset those other 99. So it's powerful. I think the Bible is it does a wonderful job to show that the tongue, as you said, is one of the smallest parts of our body, but it can have the biggest negative impact of really anything else.
And this is another thing, too, that we have to be careful of. So when you do that, like, for instance, and I'm using myself as an example because I want you to know that I'm still trying to better myself too. And so, for instance, when my wife says to me that, you know, that hurt her feelings and such, you know, my first reaction was, but we were just playing. And, you know, and so what happens is that I could just continue to fight against her and just continue to think about me, instead of her. Just say, oh, you're just being sensitive. You just don't get it, you know. Yeah. And but the whole thing is that I'm not getting it. I'm not hearing her. I'm so doing me that I'm forgetting about her. And we have to start thinking about others before we just get caught up in self, because we can become self-destructive that way. And so I just want us to just really be careful as we navigate through these relationships, because it don't just have to happen in an intimate setting with a mate, you know, or someone, a friend. It can also happen at work. You know,
right.
And you say something and you can cause yourself to lose your job because you offended someone and they went to the boss. They didn't come to you. They went to the boss and told the boss. And now, you know what? We have to let you go because of this. So we are just trying to help you to safeguard yourself, you know. And I thought when Pastor was talking about this, I was thinking at first, wow, I mean, I heard that before, but it's you. Sometimes you need to hear things a few times, just a reminder. Hey, don't forget, you know. So don't forget, you know, that we have to be careful. We really have to be careful with how we speak to people, what we say to people, and don't trust the tongue to have its own leeway. We have to use our brain and say, hold on, before I say that, let me think about it, you know.
Darling, you didn't warn me that you were going to speak about us. But the truth of the matter is that I, too, we're all human. And I'm sure I also say things that make you feel that way as well. That's why we have to be so careful. And, you know, no matter how big your love is, our tongue can sometimes get away. And we don't even realize the hurt it can be causing on the other side, or the embarrassment, or whatever it is out there that can erode the relationship. And I think it's interesting that you brought up the workplace too, because it is definitely something that can be said in the workplace. And people have to be very careful that they don't criticize others and the workplace, because it can have dire, you know, consequences for that other person and also for the person speaking those words. Words hurt. And sometimes we don't realize the negative impact that it can have on other humans or even on our animals. We have to be careful, because what they read are not just the words, but the tone of your voice. But it's important that we stop and think about all the points that we make, you know, was made in this verse or in this chapter, is that we need to listen more. And we need to not be so quick to talk. We need to also not show anger, because that anger and wrath and criticism of others can also destroy relationships, whether that be in the home or in the workplace or amongst friends. So I think we all need to be conscious. And at this crazy time in America, and I'm sure throughout the world, we have so many people who have such different political beliefs. And we have to be careful of our words in these circumstances too, because not only might they be hurting the other individual if we make real specific political statements, but it also can be something that can destroy the country and also destroy our world. So we need to really think about it, not call other people names, not label other people, but be quick to remember that our words have a big impact, both positively and negatively.
Okay, well, my darling, can you just lead us into prayer before we go into the next song?
Oh, I see. Second time he didn't warn me about something, but I'll be glad to. But he's so gifted and has such a special relationship to God that I love his prayers. But Lord, we just come to you today. We come to you from this specific location, and we come to you from all over the world with all the listeners that represent so many nations and so many people. Lord, we come to you all in prayer, because we know, Lord, that our prayer singularly comes to you, but when it comes from people who are Christians and they pray together, it has the biggest impact of all. And so, Lord, we all come to you in prayer at this moment, and we pray, Lord, that you will help lead us and guide us to remember the words that we've heard today from the Bible, that we've heard from James, half-brother to your son, Christ. And Lord, we just ask that everybody just dig into the Bible and read it. There's so many words of wisdom there. Not only that it talks about our relationship to you, Father, but also to our relationship with others. And I think, Lord, this is a time in our history that is so important that we're aware of how impactful our words might be, that we're aware that it is better to listen than to speak all the time. And Lord, that we're aware that we need to be slow to anger. And Lord, at this time, be slow to hatred. So much hatred in the world. Lord, let us focus on good. Let's focus on love. These things we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. And now for our next song, honey.
Amen. So, thank you. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. And it's one of the most important things is that God knows that we know that we need him. So let's take a small break and we'll be right back. Solar Records Radio. Thank you.
showing me. Some days it'll lift you up, some days it'll call you bluff. Man, most of my days I ain't got enough.
Lord, I need you.
When I'm up, when I'm down, when the world's gonna rise, when my feet hit the ground,
yeah, I need you.
Why You're My King, a song that my husband wrote and produced. It's one of my favorites. It's got that little gospel sound to it, honey, and I love this song. If you love it, you can always go to my husband's website, WardellPottsJr.com, and you can play it anytime you want by ordering it. I had to share something with you because God hit me that I was supposed to continue this message to you. As I was talking at the very end and praying, my Bible fell in my lap. And some, you know, bookmarks fell out. But then this two-page study fell out. And I have no idea when I had it. But it says, Lesson 1, Building My Life on the Bible, James 1, 19 through 25. And it talks about the verse that we read today. First being, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. And we have to receive that message with our ears. And I guess God wanted me to share that the next verse that highlights is the whole one we started off with. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, for a man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. And this study goes on to say, for good reception, in other words, to listen and to hear and to understand, I need to be quiet, to be quick to listen and slow to speak. And when it talks about and slow to become angry, you need to be calm. And when it talks of get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, it means that we need to be clean. Take out the emotional or psychological garbage that causes confusion. And the next and last one is humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. And that word is there. Be humble.
All right, guys. Well, go be blessed. Have a wonderful and beautiful week. May God be with you and your family. Be safe out there. It's a lot going on in the world. And so just, you know, love on each other and be a blessing to someone. Father God, we thank you so much for this show today. We thank you for our listeners, and we just ask that you bless them wherever they are, right where they are in their situations. You know what they're going through, Father. So thank you so much for being who you are. Thank you for blessing us today. Thank you for blessing my wife to come on and share the scriptures. We love you, and we love all of you guys. May God bless. Take care. Amen. And we'll catch you later.
And God, thank you for blessing me with this man whom I met at a Christmas party. Thank you.
The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave, he is David's root and the Lamb of God to ransom the slave. Is he worthy? Is he worthy of all blessing and all? God intend to dwell again where we left. Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave. I'm
Together.